The 5th of November, Guy Fawkes Day. Big day in my life when I lived in the UK. I remember walking through villages with flaming torches in a procession, going to a big bonfire and an effigy of something on top of the bonfire. Can't remember what. Anyway, this is late. This is my audio blog from yesterday, the one I didn't make, and the one I referred to in my one this morning as I couldn't really remember what I did yesterday. And of course, as soon as I mentioned that, I could. And it's an important one, so that's why I'm doing something I have never done before, which is to do an audio blog for the day before. So, this is all about my daughter and where she's going to go to school next. She's in a school in Cork at present, and she's planning to go to a school, a different school, this coming September. Well, in fact, that's nearly a year away, but 10 months away, let's say. And yesterday we went to the school, and the school is at the bottom of the street from where we live. And the school is called Skulnanoog, which is a school of the young. And I'd never been in it before, and it was a bit of a walk up a hill to get there. Certainly that was a positive thing, keep me fit going down there occasionally. But more interesting, that school is in the same grounds as a place called Kalashta, which is a secondary school where everything, with the exception of English, is taught through Irish. And in fact, Skulnanoog is the same. Everything except English is taught through Irish. And, you know, my Irish is very poor. And we don't speak Irish at home. So, walk up a hill into a quite small building. Sat around in a hall, waiting for the event to start. This was open afternoon for prospective parents. And my wife and I went, and so did our daughter Grace. She was whisked off on a tour of the school, separated from us. And she was nervous about doing that. She hung around the edges, kind of clearly not joining in the collective greeting of each other. I think they were urged to shake each other's hand or go up to people you didn't know before and say hello. So my daughter isn't into that sort of thing, and takes her just a little while to get herself feeling comfortable. But anyway, the presentation by the head of the school was very down to earth, very informative. You know, you'd have to respect and admire her ability to put across what the school was like, and also to make it clear that by everything she was doing, that look, if you didn't adopt or fit in with this kind of a school, you know, you didn't have to come. So that I found to be refreshing, really, because the school does take a stance. I mean, it's not as if Ireland is full of secondary schools, or even, you know, last 2 years of primary school, where they do Irish all the time, although there are more and more schools like that. It's very, very low base. But then we were taken on a tour. We were taken on a tour around the school. We were taken to the dormitories because some of the people are boarding there. We were shown the bedrooms or the dorms, and we were shown the bathrooms. We were shown the classrooms. We were shown the gym rooms. We were shown the swimming pool. I mean, it's sounding pretty glamorous, but it wasn't in any way excessive. You know, this wasn't a school that you felt, God, you'd need to pay an arm and a leg here, or the place is so full of wonderful looking things that it must be very expensive. No, it felt like down to earth, solid place. Introduction was very friendly. Any questions you wanted to ask, you could ask. Good presentation. And then afterwards, after we'd had a walk around the whole thing, there was tea and coffee and too many cakes. I mean, the place was just full of, you know, bits of apple tart and all sorts of things. I only had two cakes, but I was attracted to a lot more than two. So anyway, that's the interesting thing that happened then was that our daughter came back saying that not only did she want to go to the school, which she wanted to do beforehand anyway, but she wanted to be a boarder. She actually wanted to stay overnight on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday night at this school, which is literally about 300 metres, or maybe 400 metres down a hill from where we live. So I have absolutely no intention of our daughter going to a boarding school. My name was put down for a boarding school when I was born, and at no stage in my life did I express a wish to go there. And I think the fact that I, you know, said I don't want to go to a boarding school had some influence. Anyway, that's I think the end of my, what I just wanted to do was to, for goodness knows what kind of posterity, but I just wanted to record that yesterday was the day we went to the school, and yesterday was the day that we were terribly impressed with the school. And anyway, that's leaving lots of other stuff out. Bye-bye for now. Cheerio, and thank you very much for listening.